Well, all this month, we have been exploring our monthly theme of curiosity. You might remember we began 2 weeks ago on May 5th with a curious look back on the earliest generation of Unitarians in this country. And we looked at the gifts that we received from them, including freedom of conscience, a faith in the human spirit, and a love of diversity. Then last week, we used our curiosity to support our courage and our risk-taking by asking, who knows what else might be possible? So today, we're going to delve into curiosity in our relationships, and more specifically, compassionate curiosity as a spiritual discipline that can help us as individuals, first of all, to help us bring healings to our relationships one-on-one, but a curiosity that we also need desperately as a society. So curiosity as a bridge from division to unity, from conflict to peace, and from oppression to equality. I do want to start with curiosity in our one-on-one relationships, because I think we can get a very clear idea about what we're talking about. And as I begin, I want to say a thank you to our group of worship associates. They were the ones that had the idea for that this would be a helpful thing to hear about in worship. And so I thank all our worship associates. You inspire me always. And I want to start with a simple fact. The fact is that every single one of us, at one time or another, has gotten frustrated with someone they care about because of something they did or said. Am I right? Yeah. At least once in your lifetime, you've been frustrated with someone you care about. Yep. Maybe it's a family member, co-worker, friend. That person does something or says something that surprises us and not in a good way. Or something that hurts us. We've all been there. And so what happens? Most of us get confused. We get angry. We say to ourselves, what were they thinking? Have you ever thought that about someone else? Yeah. We might say to ourselves, don't they realize how much that hurt me? Don't they care? And in that moment, it's human nature to feel angry, to feel hurt, to feel confused, irritated, the whole gamut of painful emotions. And of course, we all get to feel what we feel. Our emotions are valid. They are ours. But if we stay there, it will leave us feeling divided and cut off from that person. And isn't our real longing in these moments to feel connected again? So this is where curiosity comes in. Curiosity, first of all, about what might be going on with that other person. So here I want to turn back to Karen Armstrong. In the reading we heard, she talked about the kind of compassionate curiosity that leads us to ask, but why? But why? To think more and to learn more about what might have led that person to do or say whatever it was they did, until we can imagine ourselves in their shoes. And as she says, until we can imagine ourselves feeling the same or believing the same. So that's one piece of it, curiosity about what might be going on with that other person. But we also need to tend to curiosity about ourselves and our own reactions. This is the kind of compassionate curiosity that leads us to ask things like, what's going on inside me? What is happening inside me? And also, what story am I telling myself about what's going on? And could there be another way to look at it? And of course, that wonderful question that Steve Garness Holmes posed in the first reading, what can I learn? So I want to invite you now to take a moment to practice with me about what that might be like. So we're going to do a little bit of a guided meditation if you're willing. And I invite you to close your eyes if you're comfortable. If not, that's fine. And I invite you to call to mind a time when someone did something or said something that felt hurtful to you, or something that made you mad. It doesn't have to be a huge, big thing. It's actually probably better if it's a small thing. Choose something manageable that you are going to be okay with holding in your mind for a little bit, and call that moment to mind. What happened? And how did you feel? And now I want to invite you to try to call up that spirit of compassionate curiosity. Take a moment to ask yourself, what might have led that person to do or say that thing? What might have been going on in their mind and heart and spirit, or what was going on around them? Can you imagine yourself in their shoes? See if you can touch that spirit of compassionate curiosity. Let's take a couple of breaths. And now, see if you can shift that compassionate curiosity to yourself. In that moment, when that person said or did whatever it was, what happened inside you? See if you can just gently notice your reaction. No judgment, just noticing. And now ask yourself, is there a story that you've been telling yourself about what's going on? The story might be something like, you don't care about me, or you're irresponsible. Maybe it's something else, but is there some kind of story, a narrative that you are telling yourself in this situation? And now ask yourself if there could be another way to look at it, different perspective. And now, in that spirit of curiosity, ask yourself, in this situation, what can I learn? Is there a lesson in here that I need right now? And notice how you're feeling right now. It may be that something has shifted. Or maybe not, but just notice. And now let's come back together. Thank you for practicing with me. Many of us have found that this kind of curiosity really can build a bridge across divisions. That compassionate curiosity about ourselves and about the other person, building a bridge from knee-jerk anger and frustration and bitterness to what we long for, reconciliation, understanding, and love. Because here's the thing, the goal of this practice of curiosity is not necessarily to come to an agreement about content. Rather, the goal is love. I want to share with you something that one of our religious ancestors said about 200 years ago. This is Hosea Ballou, one of the great, great universalist preachers. He said this: if we agree in love, there is no disagreement that can do us any injury. But if we do not, no other agreement can do us any good. If we agree in love, there is no disagreement that can cause us any injury. But if we do not, there is no other agreement can do us any good. We may never agree with that other person. They may never act the way we want them to. But if we practice that loving, compassionate curiosity, we will, 9 times out of 10, be able to work through it, perhaps to compromise or agree to disagree or live and let live, but to build that bridge across our divisions. So, okay, up to now, we've been focusing on the one-on-one, which is important, but don't we also need this kind of compassionate curiosity just as much or even more in our society as a whole? I do not have to tell you, we are living in a climate of extraordinary polarization, politically and otherwise. We are daily encouraged to blame those jerks over there for whatever our problems might be. We are actively encouraged not to practice empathy, not to practice compassion, not to practice curiosity for why some people might think or act differently from ourselves. And yet we have a choice. We can choose to practice curiosity and build those bridges across our divisions. Now, I know that it is hard when we feel like some of us are trying to build bridges while others just want to put up another wall. I get it. It is not easy. But does that mean we should just give up? I mean, what's the alternative? Twitter flame wars? Actual wars? This country needs us to keep building bridges. This world needs us to keep building bridges. I want to add another point about curiosity and bridge building. In our society, we are not just polarized. We are also collectively deeply wounded, and you know this, by patterns of oppression and domination. We all know that for many years, people who have been marginalized for one reason and another have had to practice curiosity about the dominant culture as a survival strategy. People who are marginalized have had to do this because it is not safe for them not to understand the dominant culture. And that is not fair, to say the least. And so in this moment, I would argue that those of us who are in dominant groups have a special obligation to practice loving and compassionate curiosity toward people who have historically been marginalized, to seek to understand more deeply what it's like to be in someone else's shoes for the sake of justice, for the sake of equality, for the sake of every human soul which is vulnerable. So people who are part of the dominant culture are being called to get deeply, compassionately curious about the realities of life for people who have been marginalized, deeply, compassionately curious about what would need to shift on the ground in our laws, in our cultural practices, in every part of life together for equality to be a reality rather than just a buzzword. This is a time for people in the dominant culture to ask not just what do I like, but what can I learn, and indeed what do I need to learn. And so, for example, if you are a man in this society, You can help our entire society bridge over to a world that is more just by getting deeply curious about what it is like to be a woman. What gives us joy? What hurts us and holds us back? What makes this world dangerous for us? And if you are an able-bodied person for now, you can help everyone bridge over by getting deeply curious about what it is like to be a person living with a disability. What hurts and holds them back? What gives them joy? What makes this world dangerous for them? And if you are a straight, cisgendered person, you can help all of us bridge over by being deeply curious about what it's like to be someone in the LGBTQ community. And if you identify as white, you can help us all bridge over by getting deeply curious about what it's like to be a person of another ethnicity. What gives them joy? What hurts them, holds them back? What makes this world dangerous for them? In this moment, let us offer a special prayer for immigrants who are fleeing violence and death every day, and for all those right here who have been the targets of violence and death because of their skin color or their ethnicity. When we practice compassionate curiosity, not just individually but collectively, we are building a bridge to greater justice and equality and love for all of us, and especially for those who need it most. And so remember, I ask you, when you don't understand someone else, be curious. When you are hurting or afraid, be curious. When you want to be right, try to be curious instead. Build that bridge for all of our sakes. And may that bridge carry you safe and sure. May this be so for one and all. Amen. I invite you now to join in singing our closing hymn. You'll find it in your gray hymnal. It's number 360, Here We Have Gathered.